It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of our One Story Time podcast. Have you noticed that people like to change things about themselves? Some people enjoy changing their hair color. They go to the store, get some hair dye, and go from being a brunette to a blonde. Some people look at their bodies and don't like how weak they look, so they go on an exercise program or to a gym to become bigger and stronger. Many people are frustrated with health problems or their weight, so they start diet programs to change their weight or change their health. Then there are those people who don't like their personalities, so they try to change how they talk or how they act around other people. At some point, you may find something about yourself that you don't like. Maybe you can change it, but maybe you can't. The truth is, God expects His people to change lots of things about themselves. But most of these things don't have to do with how you look, but more with how you act, how you think, and how you speak. Sadly, there are some people who ignore changing things that are important to God and would rather focus on changing something that God doesn't want them to change. This leads us to our challenging question for the week. Here it is. What does God's Word say about transgenderism? Do you know what that big word means? The easiest way to understand big words is to break them down to their smaller parts. The prefix trans means to change. The word gender refers to our sex as human beings. There's a male sex and a female sex. People are either male or female. So put these two words together, and transgenderism is the changing of your sex from a male to a female, or female to a male. Transgender people are either women who become men or men who become women. Have you met someone who has changed their sex, or maybe heard about a famous celebrity or some character in a TV show or movie? We live in a world today that says you can change your gender. Some in our world even say it's a good thing, that if you're a boy and would rather be a girl, you can change into a girl. If you're a girl and think you belong as a boy, then you can just change your gender. But this absolutely goes against God's word and does not please God. We know this from the very beginning, so back we go to the book of Genesis. You know God created all things, right? How did He create people? We find out in Genesis 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. When God created human beings, He created males and females. So right off the bat, we know there are only two sexes, two genders, people who are either born male or born female. Have you been around the birth of a baby lately? When a baby is born, there'll be a birth announcement, often on social media these days. A birth announcement that says, it's a boy, or it's a girl. There are only boys and girls. No one ever says, it's something else. There are only two genders, not three or four or more. Even though there are people who believe there are multiple genders, there are only two. God created man in His own image. God created human beings in His own image. All people bear the image of God. And God chose to create two sexes that each reflect His image, males and females. But people who believe in transgenderism will say something like this. Your sex is something assigned to you at birth, but your gender is something you get to choose. They make sex and gender two different things. But the truth is, they're actually the same thing. Nowhere in the Bible is there anything about God assigning a sex to you and then telling you to choose your own gender later. Your gender is the expression of your sex. It is the same thing. Men are masculine, women are feminine. While all men don't look and act the same, they are still all created to be men. While women may not all look or act the same, they are all created by God to be women. Now you may be wondering, why in the world would someone who is a man want to be a woman or a woman want to be a man? That's a great question. Well, people have so many different reasons for choosing to change their God-given gender. Some people just feel like they are more like the other sex. Other people think that because they like things the other sex usually likes, that they would rather identify with the other sex. Still others have felt rejected by people around them, so they think they'll be accepted as a member of the other sex. Some even think that they are a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body. The bottom line is that these are people who are troubled, hurting, and confused. They don't understand how God has made them exactly as He intended them to be. They don't believe that God alone chooses their gender. There is no option given to human beings to change what God has created. Boys and girls, you must understand that people who change their gender are rebelling against God's design. They are saying, God, I don't like the way you made me. You made a mistake creating me as a boy. You messed up. You don't understand my pain and misery. So these confused, hurting, and rebellious people take dramatic steps to change into the other sex. And their whole lives change. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 says this, "A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God." This verse is not about playing dress up. It's about rebelliously choosing to live as another gender and not the one God gave you. It's an abomination to God. God hates it. It goes against His design. Way back in 1976, I was 10 years old, a man named Bruce Jenner won an Olympic gold medal. He won it in the decathlon, competing in 10 track and field events over a couple of days. What an amazing feat that was. He made a big impression on boys like me across America and the world. I actually had a poster of Bruce Jenner wrapped in an American flag on my wall. He was one of my biggest sports heroes at the time, until a young man named Michael Jordan came along. But years and years later, Bruce decided he didn't want to be a man any longer. He became a woman named Caitlyn Jenner. And yes, he changed from a man to a woman. And really, he made transgenderism a big topic in our world. So that leads me to just one more important question. As Christians, how are we to treat people who call themselves transgendered and have changed genders? First, we must show them the love of Christ. These are not people to be feared or ridiculed or mocked. They are suffering and rebelling against God. We must first love them. But the Bible tells us to speak the truth in love. So in the right circumstances, we must tell them that this is wrong, against God's design, and not pleasing to God. It's not our choice to change the gender God has given us. But we also must be wise in how we approach this subject with people. If I happened to run into Caitlyn Jenner, I would still want to call him Bruce. God made him a man, so he should not have changed into a woman. But it may not be wise to call him Bruce to his face. Maybe someone in your school wants to be called by a new name because he has become a she. You would need the help of your parents to know how to best handle that situation. Lastly, we need to be praying for people who are confused about their genders. We need to pray for their salvation. We need to pray for their hearts and minds. Satan is tempting many people to have their identities in something other than Jesus. So transgenderism does not match up with the Christian life. But there is a much more important trans word that does. Listen to Romans 12, verse 2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We are to be transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds. Transgendered people are conforming to the ways of this world. We are commanded not to conform to the world, but to be changed, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Only then will we know God's will and obey God's will. So there's the answer to yet another challenging question here on One Story Time. Make sure to talk to your parents if you have more questions about it. And keep on growing in God's Word, learning what His good and perfect will is for you.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.